Good evening. Well, I'll be honest with you. I had all intentions of speaking on a certain topic this evening, and Monday morning, the Holy Spirit changed my mind. So I whipped up what I felt like He wanted me to speak on, and that's what I have for you this evening. I'm also going through something where I might lose my voice as I keep talking, so I might be taking some sips of water throughout the message. After all that happened on Sunday with the funeral and then also with the young adult Bible study, I felt like the Lord wanted me to speak on love and how God loves us and how love should be shown in each one of our lives. There was a question in our Bible study on Sunday evening that said, is your love flat or is it flavorful? I thought that was a very challenging question. We hear the word love a lot out in the world today. You know, I love ice cream, or I love movies, or I love this type of music. We hear love songs, we see love movies. It just almost desensitizes us to the use of that word. But from that we see that everyone is looking for love. And if everybody needs love, then there must be an answer to meet that need. So how would you say that you know that somebody truly loves you? Anybody? Their actions. That's right. What did they do? So we see John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God showed us His love that day. He gave the most extravagant gift anybody could give, the gift of His only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the punishment for our sin. So, let's talk a little bit about God's love. There was a really cool definition, again, in the Bible study that I'd like to bring to your attention. So, we're going to apologize to all those who are in the Young Adult Bible study, because there's quite a few references to that. But, Chip Ingram said, God's love is His holy disposition toward all that He has created that compels Him to express unconditional affection and selective correction to provide the highest quality of existence, both now and forever, for the object of His love. His holy disposition, set apart, other, there's no other love like it. Yeah, we have people in our lives that love us, but God's love is far better than that. His love is directed toward all that He has created, and it's not because of anything that we've done. It's because of who He is. He is the source of love. We see in 1 John that God is love. And that whatever we need to increase our spiritual maturity, to bring us closer to Him, He'll give it to us. Whether it's pain or pleasure, He gives us what brings us closer to Him. If you would, turn to Ephesians chapter 3. And this passage really spoke to me, again, during the Bible study on Sunday evening. Ephesians chapter 3, starting verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness, with all the fullness of God. There is no instrument that can measure the vastness of God's love. No height, no depth, no length, and no width. We see that breadth here reminds us that His arms reach all the way around the globe. When Christ was on the cross, His hands were stretched out for the whole world. The length reminds us that His love extends from eternity past to eternity future. It existed before the foundations of the world, and it will exist after it ends. The depth reminds us that His love addresses the deepest needs of the human heart. God loves sinners no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, and no matter where they've been. And the height reminds us that His love reaches to the very throne of God. Out of love, Jesus came down to heaven, and He lifts up anyone to God's level who, by no means of themselves, can get there. And all they have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 3. Read a couple verses here. First John chapter 3, verse 16. By this we know love, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We see that an object's value is determined by the cost paid for it. Radical love costs. This kind of love, it sees the need, and it sacrificially meets that need where it's at. Whether it realizes that the need is money, love would give money. If the need is time, then love would give time. If someone needs to hear about Christ, well, then love would share the gospel with them. Now, I'd like for each and every one of you just to close your eyes for a minute and ask yourself this question. What would my life feel like, and what would my life be like, if I really believed God thinks of me this way? And I'm going to list out a few different things, and I've got some scriptures to go along with it. You can see me afterward if you'd like to get those. What would my life feel like and be like if I really believed God thinks of me this way? God's thoughts, intentions, desires, and plans are always for my good and never for my harm. God is kind, open, approachable, frank, and eager to be my friend. God emotionally identifies with my pain, with my joy, with my hopes and my dreams, and has chosen to allow my happiness to affect His own. He takes pleasure in me, just for who I am, completely apart from my performance and from my accomplishments. He loves me just for who I am. What would my life be like if I really believed that? Let's read some verses in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that your joy, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he shall give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Jesus wants each and every one of ours as believers. He wants our joy to be full. He said that his followers are his beloved friends, and that by laying down his life on their behalf, on my behalf, and on your behalf, he has already shown that the ultimate love, the highest form of love, he showed there on the cross. So it falls to us as believers to love one another and to love those out in the world by giving of ourselves sacrificially when someone's in need. And I have a little quote here that I'll read just to end it. And if we could apply this to each and every one of our lives, then maybe we'll see a difference, not only in our country, but in this world. God loves me so much, he gives me what I need the most when I deserve it the least, at great personal cost to himself. God loves me so much that he gives me what I need the most when I deserve it the least, at great personal cost to himself. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, all that I can think of to say right now is that I love you. And I just pray that I will have the courage to show your love to those around me, that I will go out of my way to show love even to those who deserve it the least. Father, it's just amazing the love that you've had just for me. I was your enemy, and you, in your great love, you stepped down from heaven and you died for me, to bring me back to yourself, to make me your friend. There's no greater love than that, and I just pray that I can just show that love to those around me. Father, that we will go out from this place and we will be a light to this dark world. Pray that the people around us will see that we have something that they don't have, and that they will want it. And we just pray that we will honor and glorify you in all that we say and do. And it's in your Son's precious and holy name we pray. Amen.